very welcome along to a brand new edition of Opinions Matter and another episode of our podcast, which we record live most days at the White Suns Hotel in Portmarnock. And I just want to give a shout out to our sponsor, IrishTaxRebates.ie. IrishTaxRebates.ie. If you are in line for a tax rebate, if you pay tax in the last couple of years, why not log on to IrishTaxRebates.ie? They only charge 10% fee plus VAT in comparison to some tax agents that can charge up to 30% in fees. So go to IrishTaxRebates.ie. If you pay tax in the last few years, you could be due, but you could be due anything. We've had listeners get in contact with us that have got $2,000 back. We've got listeners onto us who have got $3,000 back. The average amount that you will get back, this isn't guaranteed, by the way, but the average amount is $1,092. So it's better off in your pocket than in the tax man's pocket. And here's just one of many happy listeners that did check out IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Hi guys, just want to leave a quick voice note about your sponsors, Irish Tax Rebate. So after hearing the advertisements on your shows, I decided, sure, why not? Let's go for it. So I went on to their webpage, filled out the form. They emailed me the next day, told me exactly what they were looking for. I sent off all the information, and then about a week, maybe 10 days later, I found out I was due a tax return of €800. So thanks a million. We're delighted.
Anyway, check them out, IrishTaxRebates.ie. Now, what do we want to talk about on this edition of Opinions Matter? As always, we put this up on our social media pages when this story came in. It's from a mother who just wants to be called S, and that's what we're going to call her. We're going to call her S. And it will become obvious why she wants her name protected in a moment. But we put this up on social media and a completely divided opinion. And I'm going to read out the message from S. I'm in tears writing this, says S. I really need some advice. My 11-year-old son's school in Talla called me in for a meeting yesterday, and it turns out that my son has been bullying another child in the school. By the way, well done to the school in Talla for acting upon that so quickly. That's me saying that, by the way. I'm so ashamed to say that he's been picking on this boy, both mentally and physically. I'm not saying it's okay at all, but it's not like we all didn't have a bit of this as kids. But I do get that my son needs to learn a lesson. The problem is that my husband is now saying that our son is absolutely not to get anything from Santa this year. My husband was bullied as a kid and says that we need to take serious action now. He was looking for a PS5 and loads of games, and my husband is outright refusing to let him have this. We are having war over this. Basically, cancelling Christmas for our son is not right. But he keeps saying that if more parents took this stand, there wouldn't be bullies. I'm so heartbroken. Please, I think it's a step too far, says S. I think this is a psychotic reaction from my husband, and I'm so upset over it. What can I do to reason with him? Am I on my own in thinking this is crazy? Well, I did say at the start, Casey, didn't I, that it was a 50-50 split from the calls we have coming in. What do you think? Do you think it's OTT?
Somebody give that dad a medal. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm in agreement with you, by the way.
No, I think fair play. That's a man who's and by a the good way, before, parent. That's a man who's a good man. That's a man with morals and principles.
It goes without saying, by the way, that this topic is for adults only, and it's not for younger people. Not that they should be listening to it anyway, but it's all about Santa Claus and presents and parents buying presents and stuff like that. So obviously it's not for young listeners. But do you think it's okay to cancel Christmas on this kid?
Give him nothing. Give him nothing. People are saying, oh, it's extreme and stuff. Well, so is burying your child because your child couldn't take it anymore and took their own life. So, I mean, if it saves one child's life in the long run, yeah, I would forgo the PS5.
And are we actually going to talk to people who are going to say that this is extreme? Really?
Yeah.
I don't get that at all.
People who are saying, it's too much and they should go around to the parent. I'm sorry, actions have consequences. You don't implement them now, you're going to have problems. You're going to have you're going to be raising thugs like that, the likes of, you know, those scumbags who went out and attacked two off-duty Gardaí.
Yeah.
You know, people who think they can do what they want, treat people any way they want. Actions have consequences, and this is a fantastic consequence to a disgusting action.
I agree with you. When it comes to bullying, the gloves are off, so to speak. And I think
I'd give the PS5 to the young fella who's been bullied. I'd get him to go down and say, here, there you go. Sorry for your troubles.
Do you know how much they are, by the way?
Yeah, I know how much they are. I have one.
We got one for my son for his birthday, and very expensive. But again, we are of that mindset as well as parents that consequences. It's all about consequences, isn't
it? My concern is the mother here. There's a line in that. Sorry, let me just, the line in this, right? This is what, this is what really gets me. Where is it? It turns out I'm not saying it's okay at all, but it's not like we all didn't have a bit of this as kids.
It doesn't mean it's right, sure it doesn't.
I'm sorry, but you're making excuses for your kid being a bully. Like, Jesus Christ. What? You need a license for a dog. You need a license for an animal.
I agree with you. Messages are coming in thick and fast. Let's start off with Jade and see what she has to say about this.
Hey, Adrian and Jeremy. Just my personal opinion, having one child of my own, God forbid, he's only two, I hope he would never be bullied. If he was the bully, I would feel very ashamed, I would feel angry, and I feel a severe punishment. Kids do not get punished anymore. I really feel like, you know, both parents meeting up, having that child apologise to their child in front of the parents and handing over the PS5 as an apology. I don't think the kids these days, in my personal opinion, they just don't get punished enough. There's no repercussions. And look at them now with the phones and the bullying and the children, you know, there's too many incidents of children actually unaliving themselves. And I just think fair play to the father, because he has obviously been bullied as well, and it's brought back a lot of anger, and just fair play to him. I know it's hard not giving the child anything from the mother's point of view, but I think the only way to deal with it is punishment and handing over that beloved PS5 to the little boy. And I don't think he would do it again. That's just my opinion.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Let's go to Leanne. Leanne, what do you want to say about this?
I do agree with the dad. I do think there should be a severe punishment. But like, there has to be more to, like, you'd want more details to understand like why is this one boy just bullying this other boy? Was there signs of him hitting somebody before? There has to be a lot. Like, you can't just put in like that statement and then everybody just has. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like,
no, because
no, I don't. It's black, nothing excuses it. It's black and white.
It is black and
bullying,
white.
That's it.
He bullied the child.
I understand. Like, but if someone bullied my child, I'd be 100%. Or my child bullied someone, I'd be 100% the same. But I want, like, there has to be, like, why did no teacher see it in the school? Why is
they
there,
did
like,
see it? They brought it to the parents' attention.
Yeah, but like, did the boy come to the teachers first and then, like, it does not, like, did the boy come to the teachers first and then the teachers brought it to the man's attention? Or, like, was the boy's gone home to the man's and say, or did the boy gone home to his man saying, this boy's hurting me there's a lot more to it than it's just physical. I understand, like, if it was someone was bullying my kid, I'd be the exact same. I'd want severe punishment and he should get. But I'd want more information about it. Like,
the information is there. But the child is being bullied.
Yeah,
bullying the other child.
Well, I can't think of, Leanne, any other information that you want. What information do you need?
What's the severity of it? Like, is he battering on them every day?
It doesn't matter.
For a school to call parents, it must be fairly extreme.
What's the severity? Like, you might not be getting battered every day, but you don't have to be battering somebody to destroy them.
I know, I understand. And one of the parents come up to the teacher in school, that's the way I'd want it. What way did you go about it to even try and console the child that your child is being bullied? Or did you go to the parents and apologise? Like, stuff like that. Like, that's what I'd want to know.
But apologising, supposing S, which is her name, I'm sure if she did apologise, that's getting the kid off. That's getting the kid off scot-free.
Yeah, there should be consequences.
No, I definitely don't think that the child should be took off.
Like, there were comments coming in on the Facebook page saying, oh, we don't know. Why is the child doing this?
No, we don't need to know why.
The child, we're not going to go victim blaming here. We're not going to go deflecting. The point is that this child is a bully and bullies should not be rewarded. And this, the ultimate consequence.
Cancel Christmas.
And he'll never do it again. And you know what? It might eventually be the case that this child, things might have gotten so bad that this child could have ended up being tortured and tormented and taken his own life. And that this might ultimately end up saving a life.
And I'm saying, I understand. But like I'm trying to explain, like,
what... An apology isn't a punishment. Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, of course not. And I do think that I'm at, like I said on the air before, I literally just said, I agree with the dad, he should be punished. You know what I mean? And there should be another, again, I just want to, like, I'd want to know from, but like, it's both sides of the story, not just one side, both, and then you'd be able to,
But no, we have heard both sides of the story. S has admitted herself that her son is a bully. This is not about the bullying thing, yes, it happened. But this is about the consequences. We can all agree, even S has agreed that her son bullied this child, 11-year-old child, and mentally and physically. So this needs to be punished. And the punishment is that the father has decided to cancel Christmas.
And I think he's right. And I think that's right. But they need to get two sides of the story. I'd want two sides of the story.
But like, what's the other? I don't get the other side of the story, Dolly-Ann. What is the other side of the story?
I'd want to know the kids, what happened, like were his friends
I just don't understand.
I know, but like, were his friends beforehand? What made, like, what, like, why is
some
it
kids
just
are
you?
Just horrible little shits.
Yeah, true.
Some kids are just vile little bastards.
Okay, do me a favor. Stay there.
Make other kids miserable.
Stay there for a second, Leanne. I don't know why people always think there's more to it than meets the eye. Sometimes kids, as you say,
are horrible.
And we have to be very careful. I don't want to upset S about her son. And I'm not going to call him what I think he is, a little you-know-what. But sometimes there's no more to it. Bullying just happens. And, you know, people say there's two...
Another side to the story. I know she doesn't mean to insult. I can tell by her she's not trying to insult. And she is genuinely wondering the other side of the story. But I would, if I were the parent of a child who were bullied, I'd find that awful offensive, as in to say, well, what did my kid kind of do to deserve it, kind of thing.
Yeah. But literally, this mother has admitted that her son is a bully. So... I don't know what more we can do. Let me go to Lorraine. Lorraine, what do you make of this?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Being a bully is horrific. What that child has done is horrific. Bullying anyone is horrific. But my question would be to the father, how would he punish him if it wasn't Christmas? Like, I get taking the PlayStation away, and I understand that completely, but how would he go about this if it wasn't Christmas?
Well, that's irrelevant, really, to be honest, because it is Christmas. So I don't know, if it was his birthday, maybe he would cancel the birthday presents or something like that. Do you think...
I have a son the same age, who's 11, and if I found out he was bullying, I'd kill him stone dead.
Would you cancel Christmas? There is, like...
Would I cancel Christmas? Yeah. I have two other kids, so it's not as easy for me to turn around and cancel Christmas.
No,
I would take the main present away. I would take the main present away 100%. He wouldn't get the PlayStation 5. I would take that away. Because as everyone has pointed out, you have to give the child consequences or he's just going to continue this behaviour. You're rewarding the behaviour of being a bully if you hand him the PlayStation 5.
So you agree with this father for cancelling Christmas for his 11-year-old? You think he's right to do it?
I think if he turned around and gave him the PlayStation 5 for Christmas, it's like they're rewarding his behaviour.
Yes, completely.
It's like he's getting rewarded. You're a bully. I found out you're a bully. At the same time, though, if they any other kids around it, like, it's not just as simple as cancelling Christmas. I wouldn't give him the PlayStation 5 100%. That would be gone. But at the same, like, it's a complicated one. It's a hard one.
No, it's not a hard one. You look at my kids have been to. They've actually been to Santa three times so far this Christmas, different Santas, and the Santas that they've gone to have all asked them the same question, and that question is: have you been good this year? Are you on?
Oh, yeah.
Are you on Santa's good list? Now, this particular 11-year-old in Tala is not. He has not been good.
No, he's not. I wouldn't reward his behavior by giving him the PlayStation 5. I'd say if that was my son, who is the same age, and I found out tomorrow he was a bully, he wouldn't get his main Christmas present. He wouldn't get it. It's rewarding his behavior. If you know he's a bully and you know what he's at, like, I wouldn't reward his behaviour by giving it to
him. No, you said you would. You said you just wouldn't give him the PlayStation, but you give him something else. It's all or... When it comes to disciplining kids, it's all or nothing, really, to be honest with Lorraine. You either cancel Christmas for him, because if you give him something else, something smaller that he's not asking for...
The consequence, the action wasn't that bad. Well, actually, you did wrong.
It goes unpunished.
You didn't do too wrong, but yeah, it goes unpunished.
You can't let
this
go.
It's all or nothing, yeah.
Punishment has to be punishment, Lorraine, or it's not punishment.
I get that, and I understand that completely. I just See, I have two other kids, so me downright canceling Christmas completely, I would take the main present away, 100%. You wouldn't get the main present. But I have two other kids. How do you explain to the other kids that Santa didn't bring your brother?
Well, your little brother bullied another child and terrorised another child in school, so Santa Claus isn't coming to him. I got given out to a couple of, by the way, a couple of years ago by a child psychologist that we used to have on the show. I remember we used to have a child psychologist on the show.
Yeah.
And I remember telling her once.
I know her well.
I remember telling her once that so she's majorly against using Santa as a threat. So I spent the whole of November and December saying to my kids, if you're not good, Santa won't come.
Yeah.
And she said, that is the completely wrong thing to do. Now, she's the expert, I'm not. And my argument to her was, Katie, is that, no, it's not. It's teaching them that everything in life has a consequence. And this generation of kids, and I'm sure you'll agree, Lorraine, this generation of kids know nothing about consequences to their actions. They know absolutely nothing. They think that they can do what they want and there won't be punishment. I say this father is absolutely brilliant for doing what he's doing.
Sorry, Amanda's just talking in my ear here. Sorry, Jeremy, do you want to read out that message that we just got from a listener?
Okay, let me have a
listen. This person is on the other line. Am I right, Amanda? Yeah, this person's on the other line.
Okay, let's just play Sarah first. Let's have a listen to Sarah.
Hi, lads. Great topic today. I'm just sending in a WhatsApp about the child that's been bullied. It's absolutely disgraceful that other child that's being bullied has to go home at Christmas time now and have a crap Christmas because he's probably mentally scared and frightened over what that other child did to him. All the while, the other child is going to be fucking rewarded for it. I don't think so. I'm with the husband on this one. The child should not get a thing for Christmas.
And here's Debbie.
I find bullying a completely horrible thing to do to anybody. I was bullied as a child in school and so was my daughter. The parent, I think, is going a bit far with stopping Christmas, but there would be consequences to his actions.
That is the consequences.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Cancelling Christmas because a kid is being a kid. All kids do it, for fuck's sake, says Martin. The da is the bully not giving the presents. Bullying is part of everyday life for kids. We all went through it at some point. Martin,
this has to be a joke.
What drugs are you on, Martin?
Really, what drugs, man, is the gathering.
That's a ridiculous thing to say. That all,
it's always cancelling Christmas now.
All kids, first of all kids do not bully, Martin. All kids don't bully.
No, I think
you're always going to get some clown that's going to come along and try and bully you. So now daddy is fucking cancelling Christmas. He's probably a stingy bastard.
Follow-up message, Amanda, tells me that you followed up with it makes kids hard.
Yeah, hold on a minute, Katie. Everybody like gets bullied, like. Do you know what I mean?
But you're.
To cancel. Oh. There's something wrong with that child. He wants to cancel Christmas, like.
Well, he wants to teach his son. I don't know if you saw the message from the mother.
Fucking go, me cunt! I saw the message.
Just calm down, there, Martin. He literally, physically, and mentally bullied another child, an 11-year-old child. Okay, he bullied them. The punishment.
Yeah, in what way did he bully the child?
He was hitting him. He was physically and mentally abusing the child. So I'd imagine excluding from games. I'd imagine name calling. I'd imagine hitting, pushing.
Sorry, we don't know that.
Mentally abusing another.
Doing this now. Do you think that's going to make it better for him? There.
So you think he should still get the PlayStation 5? He should still get.
Do you think this is going to make it better for him?
No, but answer the question. Do you think he should still get everything he asked Santa Claus for?
I think he should get something, yeah.
Do you think he should get the PlayStation 5?
Yeah, of course.
What would you do, Martin, if you found out your son... If your child's school... Do you have kids?
I do.
Been on about them before.
Okay, sorry. Well, I can't remember every listener who's ever been on. If you got a call today from your child's school to say, listen, Johnny has been picking on another child, has been mentally and physically abusing the child, what would you do? What would your consequence be to that?
I'd bear the bollocks out of my child.
But you'd still give him a PlayStation at the end of the beating the bollocks over him?
I would, yeah.
So...
Listen, punishing him that way is only going to make him worse.
How is it going to make him worse? Is it not going to teach him consequences? When you do bold things, you don't get nice presents. That is the rule. As a parent, Martin, you should know that yourself. I assume you punish your own kids.
What I find disturbing about this, very disturbing actually, in fact, is it makes them hard, as if bullying is doing the kid a favour.
No, Katie, I'm not saying bullying is fucking okay, no way. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying the situation is just going to get worse.
But okay, so what's the consequence? What's the consequence then to make him stop?
Jesus, sit down with him first. I think that's the young fella too, that he has been bullying.
Sorry, Martin, she already sat down with him. The mother already sat down with him. This has gone to the school. They had meetings about it in the school. The young fella knows that what he did was wrong. And the punishment for that is that he's not getting the PlayStation, the 800 euro console that he's looking for Christmas. And you see a problem with that?
I do, yeah, because, I mean, he's had to be punished as well. Do you know what I mean? He's had to be brought to the school. Said, is he still bullying the young lad, isn't he?
I'm going
to
do something.
Is he still bullying the young lad?
Can you give me 30 seconds here, right? Nicole Coco Fox, 21. Phoebe Prince, 15. Eden Heaslip, 18. Patrick McDonough,
are, yeah.
12. Millie Toomey, 11. Sophia Gray, 13. Darren Hughes Gibson, 17. Leanne Wolfe, 18. These are all suicides. Suicides from Irish, well, apart from the 18-year-old and 21-year-old who are technically classed as adults, but young Irish people with their whole lives ahead of them.
Because of
right, Katie, I was going by a church a couple of weeks ago, yeah. Couldn't get a parking spot anywhere, yeah.
Millie Toomey, Martin.
I was saying,
11.
What's going on here, yeah?
11.
Now, let him tell the
story. I couldn't get a parking spot, right? So this girl said to me, oh, the funeral. I said, well, what's going on? She said, the girl being bullied with suicide. But I felt like going into that church and saying, where were all these pagan bastards when this child was getting bullied? Do you know what I mean?
I agree with you.
But that's
more should be done when it's happening.
That's exactly what the parents are doing now. They're doing something about it.
They are literally taking a stand, Martin. They are taking a stand and they are...
He's not going to follow through on that. He's not going to follow through on not getting him his PlayStation.
Oh, well, he is, because she wouldn't have contacted us if that wasn't the case. Stay there for a second, Martin.
Well, can I just ask Martin something? And I want to go back to this message, his comment about that it makes kids harder when they go through this. I just want to know, could you clarify, please, what you actually meant by that?
What do you mean, Katie?
You said in your message to Amanda that bullying, kids who are bullied come out harder. It makes them harder, as if it's almost doing them...
It's actually the opposite, by the way.
No, I don't mean it that way. I mean, like, if someone bullied my child, or, like, if my child bullied someone, I'd fucking go mental, like, do you know what I mean? But going to the extreme that he's gone there, I think it's just going to make it worse.
Okay, it's not really an extreme, but let's have a listen to this message from, is that a Martin?
That was the message Amanda forwarded in our group from Martin that you read out.
Oh, this one.
Sorry,
oh.
Yeah.
Ashley.
That Martin is a bloody joke. What would he do if one of his kids was being bullied and took their own life as a result of that? Would he be as forgiven then? Because I don't think he would.
Well, Martin, answer that question. Well, you already said what you'd do if your kids were being bullied.
True.
But you wouldn't... If your kids were the bullies, if you found out, Martin, today, if you got a call from your son's school that said that your son had been bullying children... really upsetting them.
I'd bait the bollocks out of them in front of the bullies.
But the fact that you're even saying I'll bait the bollocks out
of them. In front of them.
Like,
I promise you, Katie.
So you'd beat him up. Okay,
you'd beat him up to teach him not to beat anyone else.
No, but hang on. You'd beat him up, but you wouldn't take away his PlayStation.
In front of the bullies.
No, hang on.
I promise you, I would.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
So you'd batter him and then... So you'd batter him and say, okay, son, that's it, forgotten. Here's your PlayStation. I just can't get the
logic. No, Katie, but you see, you can't just take everything away from them. There has to be
a consequence.
There has to be something. Yeah, but not that.
So giving him a hiding.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
giving him a hiding and actually, you know, telling them, well, actually, you shouldn't be violent. You shouldn't attack anyone, pick on anyone by doing it to him. Meanwhile, letting them have all life's luxuries and, you know...
Well, I wouldn't get... No, there has to be a... Listen, there has to be something going on with that young fella that he's bullying people.
Oh,
yeah.
Here we go.
No, it's just you, Dylan. It's just rude, Jeremy, sorry.
Draw the line. No, I agree in some cases kids act out for a reason. But no, I don't take it. I agree it happens, but it doesn't make it okay. The fact that you have shit going on in your life doesn't mean that you can.
If he continues to bully that young lad, then he should get severely punished.
But hang on, you think you're a bit of a dinosaur, Martin. You think that beating your son up is better than taking away his PlayStation? How screwed up
is
that?
I've never heard anything like this.
So you said you'd knock the head off your own son, by the way, which is illegal. You can't hit children. But you think it's a better punishment to beat your child up than take away his PlayStation? Why are you so afraid of taking away his PlayStation?
I wouldn't be afraid. I just think you're being a greedy bastard.
What would you think now if you were walking by the church on Sunday and that funeral you saw was the funeral of the little boy who he was bullying, who couldn't take his harassment anymore? What would you think then? Would you still think that it's too harsh? Would you still think that I went too far?
I suppose you'll have to catch me on that one, Katie. Yeah, I hold my hands up for that one.
Stay there for a second. Ross, what do you make of that?
Get out all this. He'll reward bad behaviour, by giving him the PlayStation. But beating the bollocks out of the kids, not going to do any different.
No, and it's not Martin.
I don't think by fucking the council and Christmas is going to make things any much better.
Oh, why not?
So what's going to do?
How would it make it worse?
How is it going to make it any fucking better? He's just going to fucking rebel on that and say, fuck you all.
That's the problem right there. This is the problem right here. Parents are not parenting anymore. That's one of the main issues. He deserves everything taken off him. He deserves nothing for Christmas. And if you've got younger kids, you tell the younger kids, your older brother was being a bully. Santa's seen it. Santa put him on the naughty list. There's a lump of coal in the stocking. And that's what happens when you bully people. So if you grow up to bully people, that's going to happen to you.
I don't think that works anymore, that shake.
Would not, but you stand by it. You don't back down.
I don't stand by it, but I think taking everything away.
What I mean is stand by the decision. If you take PlayStation off him. Yeah, but if you take the PlayStation off him, you take Christmas off him, you've cancelled that. And stand by that. You know what I mean? He has to prove to you that he's not that person. There's nothing like. So he's not coming from a broken home.
If he proves himself. Not to be at that, you are not to be at that anybody anymore.
Sorry, you broke up. I didn't understand you there. What you say?
If he can prove himself that he's not going to be a bully to nobody anymore, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's not going to happen overnight.
No, the idea is, I don't know, Martin, punishment. You know what a punishment is, yeah?
I do, Jeremy, yeah.
What was the last punishment you gave one of your kids when they were bold?
I think I gave my young fella five minutes time out for being bold in the shop.
Now he can run straight back to his computers and his toys and all that again then.
So you didn't take anything away from him, did you not?
No, I've never, because my kids have never bullied another child. I've never had this situation
problem. That you know of. And it's not even the point. It's regardless of who's bullying who. There should be consequences for everything.
There should be, but some of them are very, like, harsh, kid, you know what I mean?
So taking his PlayStation away is harsh.
No. Look, it's a...
Maybe give him PS4 instead, no? Instead of PS5. No. Would that do for you, Martin?
No, I just don't fucking put Christmas out on, kid.
Well, no, Christmas is still happening. Jesus Christ, Martin. Christmas Day will still happen, but just there won't be presents under the tree for S's son. Because he was a little shit.
Nothing at all. No.
Sorry, Ross, what are you saying?
It was his choices that led to this day that he gets no presents. The choices that he made beforehand, he has to learn from the choices that he made.
Do you not get that?
I understand that, but you not think it's a bit too mean, like, you know, like, I don't know.
It's scroungy. A bit too mean, was it? It's scroungy, wasn't it?
I understand he's bullying your man, Jeremy, but I don't think,
Martin, you get the severity of bullying and the effects it has. I don't think you actually can see.
I understand what you're saying, but you have to sit down and talk to your kids. You know what I mean? You can't just take everything away from them straight away.
I don't think, stay there for a second, Martin. I don't think the elevator is going to the top floor. Here's Claire.
To be honest, if this was my child and I'm not supporting this behaviour at all, I am not in any way saying the child was right to bully. What I am saying is, as a parent of a child who was bullying another child, I would be wondering why. Some of the reasons why children bully could be insecurity or low self-esteem.
Or they're just bold. You know,
they could be feeling inadequate. They could be feeling powerless. It could be learned behavior. And if so, where has he learned it? Peer pressure. You know, he could be seeking attention. He could be jealous of the other child. But in saying that his behavior is not acceptable, there's a root cause. So as a parent of a child who was bullying another child, I would be wondering what that root cause was. And I would be working to address that myself.
Okay, but yeah, and that's fair enough. That's a long-term situation where you try and find out why the child is bullying. But in the short term, the child needs punishment.
And Martin,
the child needs to know that what he did will not go unpunished.
And Martin told Amanda on the phone that this dad's a psycho.
Yeah, why is the dad a psycho?
Why is the dad a psycho?
Because he's such a dame with the kids. Obviously, there's something wrong going on somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
Or maybe the kid is just
like,
a little shit.
That when that lady was explaining there, what was, you know, about her child, Jeremy jumped in there and straight away and said, "And what if he's being bold?"
Yeah, because there's not always something behind it, Martin. Sometimes kids just bully. Sometimes there's no cause for it other than being little shits. Henry, how are you?
Hi, Jeremy. How's it going?
Getting frustrated with Martin, I have to be honest with you. What do you make of his attitude? Geez.
Well, for fuck's sake. Like, see, this is exactly the problem with some people now today. Like, they just don't, they give in to peer pressure very easily. Like, the child pulls the face going, "Oh, I won't do it again, I'm sorry."
Then hold on a minute. Bolly young one got down on the floor in Tesco a couple of weeks ago, and it's the fucking first and last time she'll ever do it.
Hopefully you stop it. Listen, hell no, right?
What did you do to her, Martin, when she did that? What was the consequence?
Her consequence was everything was taken from her in the shop, and it's okay. I put everything back. I got a one bag of sweets. But I said, "You want them?" And she ran them up to her, put them back all together.
So your punishment was, instead of multiple bags of sweets.
That's not funny.
This is so funny. This is laughable because it's pathetic. I'm laughing because you are pathetic. You took away her 5-6 treats or whatever, her couple of treats, and you said you're bold, so you're only having one treat. You still
only having one, not them
twice. Katie, that's like saying you're not going to Florida on holidays, you're going to Lanzarote instead.
That's
it's stupid, like.
I mean, Martin, can you
Martin, I say you've only 3 brain cells in your head and one of them's on the blink.
So that's my problem, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it, Martin? Jesus Christ.
Every one of them are grand. I have no bullying problems or anything like that, so I wouldn't know about bullying, you know what I mean?
Henry, do you think the father's right cancelling the PlayStation?
Absolutely. No, because I said there in the message there earlier on Facebook, I said, if this was back in the 40s or the 50s, not only would the child get nothing, but his dad would fucking let her his ass.
Yeah, but we don't agree with that happening anymore. But sure, but Martin still does that. Martin, you hit your kids still, do you?
He gives them one bag of sweets after, though.
A bag of sweets, yeah.
Martin, imagine your child has a meltdown. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to envisage this. Your child is having a meltdown. She's being really bold and you want to chastise her, you want to punish her. So you take away all her treats and leave her with one. I can't fathom it.
Well, it was a scabby lollipop, like, you know, like, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Able to reproduce?
You have to compromise.
Oh, you rewarded bold behaviour. Here's Sarah.
You have to compromise. Today. I'm just sending in a WhatsApp about the child that's been bullied. It's absolutely disgraceful that other child that's being bullied has to go home at Christmas time now and have a crap Christmas because he's probably mentally scared and frightened over what that other child did to him. All the while, the other child is going to be fucking rewarded for it. I don't think so. I'm with the husband on this one. The child should not get a thing for Christmas.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter.
with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Interesting. Everybody who's a parent, everybody has different ways of parenting, don't they? And some people believe in doing certain things, don't they?
I mean, there's parents having different ways of parenting, and then there's not parenting at all, like giving your kid a lollipop when she's bald because you have to compromise. I'm in disbelief. I've heard it all, honestly.
Okay. Jay, what do you want to say on this?
Afternoon, Jeremy.
How are you?
Good, good. It is a tricky one, right? But we're teaching this child that, okay, we're going to bully you now by taking Christmas away from you. I'm bigger than you. I'll decide now that you're not going to have a good time. What if this chumflet really, really takes this to heart and goes and does something stupid? Would the parents be able to live with themselves then? Would you not try and talk to them? I'm just asking you. Would you not rather get to the bottom of why your child is bullying some other child? Like, why? You have to wonder why. He didn't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to go and bully
you. Can't,
like, so there's a reason for it. So there is a reason for it, yeah?
You can't not punish a child out of fear that they might do something.
Listen to what you want to do. Straight away you called them scum. Now you want to ostracize them from Christmas, put them in a corner while the rest of his siblings are having a good day. And point over and go, look at you, you're a bad egg, you don't deserve this. And when does the punishment stop? What about his birthday? Say his birthday came 2 or 3 weeks after Christmas.
Do you stop his birthday? He can behave himself.
Okay. Let's find out why he's not. Where did he pick it up?
Would you not rather
try and get to the source of it instead of just punishing him? Would you not rather? You just want to punish your child? Yes. Me personally, I'd bring him and see somebody. And I'd say, okay, why did you do it? Explain. Yeah, I would. I would.
But what about and kids who are just bold? We all know the kids in school. We all have seen the kids in school.
No. They're not just bold. No kid is born just bold. Okay, kids have different ways of expressing themselves. We all know that. We're understanding that more and more now as we're going along.
Before
you hang him and flog him, okay? Whether we do irreversible damage to him, is that okay?
Oh my God!
I'm just asking. I'm all for punishment. You know, I'm a very strict father. You know how I've been up my kids. I've no bullies in my head. No, I've no bullies in my house, and none of my kids were bullied. Okay, because I think I've just brought them up differently.
But now you're saying, what you're saying is, let me get this straight, what you're saying is we shouldn't punish the bully because...
I didn't say that.
Because it may hurt
his
feelings.
You do not ostracize him. You know, the way you're going on, you want to ostracize him for Christmas. Stick the child in a corner and let the rest of the siblings have such a great time. As you said, Christmas is going to go on, just not for you.
Horrible,
I think that's a form of bullying. They do. But not that. That's cruel. And that's unjust. That's unjust punishment, I think.
So you're saying punishing a bully and showing a bully is bullying. Is bullying itself. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is you don't make a bad situation worse by ostracizing an 11-year-old child on Christmas.
What about the names I read out earlier on? The names of
come here.
Children.
That's terrible. That is terrible. And we all know where most of this is coming from. The bloody phones they're on.
A lot of it is.
So that's another topic, Kate. That's terrible. I mean that your child goes to do that. I mean, it's up to parents. It's up to us as parents to keep an eye on our kids.
Let me ask you this question. One message. If S and her husband, if they continue to let Christmas happen and let their son get a PlayStation 5 from Santa Claus, what message do you think that sends out to that young fella, to that boy? What message does it send?
The PlayStation I would hold back on. I'd make him in. That's a big present. But Jeremy, you do not ostracise the child for Christmas. You have to let him have a Christmas. You've got to let him know what you've done was wrong. As you were saying, he was brought up to the school. Has he apologised to the child? You know, I mean, let's go through the stages. Let's build up his trust again. But if you do that, Jeremy, you could do irrefutable damage to that child. Are you going to live with yourself? Well, just answer me this then. You two just answer me this then.
Go on.
Would you live with yourselves if that was your child and you've done all this punishment that you're talking about, you've done it all to the T and you stood by your guns and it was your child's name that you were reading out next?
Well, this happened only a couple of months ago with my young fella, that he had tickets to go and see a football match that he really wanted to go and see. And that morning, from the moment he woke up that morning, he was a little brat. He was literally...
Jay is blaming everything else.
We didn't let him go to that football match, and he cried. He cried so much because of it. And you're saying that makes me the bully.
That's different, Jeremy. Did you leave him? Jeremy, now I'm asking you, you've done the right thing there. I would have done the exact same, okay? But you didn't park him in a corner and then have a big field day with the rest of the kids, did you?
He's not being caged like an animal.
No, what I'm saying is, don't build up guards. Kids all over the world. Yeah, he will. And that's the punishment. But the way yous are going on here, yous literally are talking about that child will have no Christmas and just shun him, get him in that corner and give him none. And to hand his PlayStation to the other child, that's just ridiculous.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jay. Let me go to, finally, Brian on this. Brian, what do you want to say on this?
Yeah, what I wanted to do, I kind of agree with what the last guy was saying. They need to get to the bottom of why the bullying was happening, why he's bullying in the first place. Because there's something wrong there. You know the old saying, hurt people, you know, and that's the thing.
Okay.
There's something wrong there.
Finding out why the child bullied, or is a bully, I agree with you. That should be something that. But this is more immediate. This is a consequence of his actions. So,
there needs to be some consequence. Like, I mean, right, hold off. I mean, maybe hold off on the PlayStation for a while and just see what the story is. You know what I mean? And just have a look at it. You're not getting the PlayStation as we see an improvement in your behaviour. You know what I mean? And that's something that he can let.
So you're in agreement with us then that the child should not get a PlayStation next week. He should not get that PlayStation.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it's an immediate sharp shock. You know what I mean?
And I think nobody is suggesting, people are getting so extreme about this, nobody is suggesting he gets a bit of coal in his sock, like what both kids got years ago. Nobody is suggesting that. What we are suggesting is that on Christmas Day, when this little young fella, who's a bad egg by all accounts, he's a bad egg, when he wakes up and he hasn't got the PlayStation that he asked Santa for, that he goes...
He'll think twice about it next time.
Yes, he will think twice. He will think twice.
And that would be the results that would be intended.
And then maybe further down the line, get to the bottom of why he's bullying, you know what I mean? You know, and that's see what is going on.
So you're saying leave the PlayStation off for the moment, and then further down the line, like how much further? A couple of months?
Maybe a couple of weeks, maybe, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that
find
means,
out what's going on.
No, that, at last, some common sense. Some common sense. Yeah?
Yeah.
Fair play to you. Thank you very much. It's nice to get somebody actually agreeing with common sense. And I get the point. Thank you, Brian. I get the point that Jay was making as well. But, okay, maybe get him something small then. But I think just to let Christmas go on as
normal. If you really wanted to punish him,
yes,
give him an Xbox.
Okay, that's we're not making light of this. It's a
no,
very serious
but
discussion.
I'm just saying, that's punishment.
Nothing wrong with the Xbox. It's brilliant. Anyway, thank you very much for all your comments and calls. And I'm sorry if we didn't get back to you. We had so many calls wanting to get back on. So many messages that we didn't get a chance to play. But it was just so busy. It's something that people... It really annoys people when they hear about bullies. And maybe we will get the full story from S as to what her son did, but we never will.
And I hope, S, if you're listening, which I assume you are, that your husband sticks to his guns. I hope that this is one thing. I hope that this is the hill that he will die on, because it's fantastic. I think it's fantastic. It's brilliant.
And your child may be crying on Christmas morning and may be upset, but then maybe he'll think about that child whose life he made a misery. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter. Don't forget to click subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll never miss another episode of Opinions Matter. And we'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.